I'm Andy Chanley. This is 88.5 FM, and we have the privilege of welcoming another artist into a live session here this afternoon. Lola Marsh has showed up. Welcome in.
Woo! Thank you for having us.
Came all the way from Tel Aviv, Israel, just to do this session with us this afternoon. That's not true. We'll talk about why else they're here in just a second.
Also, man.
But this is my first time meeting you guys, not our first experience with your music. We've been playing Echoes and Only for a Moment off of your new album, Someday, Tomorrow, Maybe, that just came out like a week ago.
Yeah, two weeks. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And so we've heard the music for, you know, half of a year, but this is our first time getting to meet you. Let me go through everybody here and meet you for the first time. It's Yael?
Yeah.
Shoshana Cohen?
Yes.
And Gil Landau?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, and then the other primetime players here, we have Dekel Devir on the drums, is that right?
That's perfect.
Did I do that right?
Yeah, amazing.
Oh, thank goodness. And who else is with us today?
Micha Gilad.
Michael?
Micha. Yes.
Wow, and, nice. And nice head.
I'm gonna learn some.
It's ha. Yeah.
And who's on bass?
Mati Gilad.
Mati, thank you so much,
the
all
brothers.
Of you, for making the trip. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So you guys are in town. You just played a show last night. And how cruel is it of us to make musicians who are up into the wee hours doing God knows what, come in here in the early afternoon and sing for us. But thank you for making time to do it.
It's our pleasure. I sound like a frog.
You sound fantastic.
Oh, come on.
You sound fantastic.
And I don't smoke.
Like a beautiful frog.
Maybe it's time to start. No, kids, stay in school. Don't smoke. Will you favor us with a song?
Let's do it. Let's do it only for a moment, I think.
Only for a moment, when you've been hearing here on 88.5 FM. Welcome in our band Lola Marsh this afternoon.
All right. Woo.
Seven out tomorrow's from the lonely night.
Right.
Woo! 88.5 FM with Lola Marsh, only for a moment. That was great. And I wish that people could see, and I guess they'll have to wait until video is posted on the website. I wish they could see the fire drill that happened in the middle of the song. Gil hands off an acoustic guitar to Yael and then picks up an electric and starts playing. That was great.
Another thing, he gave me the
guitar. I gave you a pick.
And I forgot my pick. So I'm telling him, I don't have a pick.
I knew that she would forget.
And he's like, you know, take mine. And it was a struggle.
That was great. So that's one of the songs we've been playing here on 88.5 FM for a long time. We heard your music at the end of the summer, and we're just kind of taken by it. It sounded unlike any other music that was being played on the radio at the time. And the thing that's interesting to me is that it seems like such a melting pot of styles. And, sometimes it can be kind of pulsy and a little electronic twinged, or it can have the surf guitar and, be a little more rootsy, a bunch of colors of the palette. It kind of seems like, with the vocals that are a little retro, that tie it all together, it seems like you built an infrastructure that you can pretty much paint from any palette. Are you starting to feel that?
it took us a long time to make it this feeling, it's fun, right? We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, well, I think we like the dynamic and the changing colors, and we are dramatic people. We like the epic moments. Yeah.
And the really intimate, moments too. So
side to side, yeah.
What's great is another thing that people can't see. You guys, sound check, but when we come in here and you set up all your instruments, and you've been together as a band for what, half a dozen years? Something like that?
Yeah. Like that.
Let's keep it like this.
Well, it's interesting to me because you kind of get in a huddle and you decide, hey, let's do this. And then we're going to do this. No, I like this idea. And you make group decisions on the way everything's going to go. That's something you don't see a lot of in musical outfits.
Oh, what do you mean?
Yeah, what do you see? So I don't know. I don't have a reference. Tell me,
quite often there's very often someone comes in and says, it's my way or the highway. Here's how we're going to do it.
Right.
But you seem very collaborative.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think we're good friends, I mean.
You think?
Love you, man. I love you. Yeah, I love these guys. All of us.
It can all change in a second.
Like,
in a second.
Yeah.
We're talking to Lola Marsh here at 88.5 FM. All right, I'll ask. I probably should have read this somewhere, but where's the name come from? No one in the band is named Lola Marsh.
Mati is Lola Marsh, actually.
No,
it's his middle name. Mati, yeah. Lola Marsh Gilad.
Actually, it just sounded good to us. We searched for something that will roll on the tongue, Lola Marsh. But an interesting story that, a couple of years after we formed the band, we toured in China. And this Chinese girl, this nice Chinese girl told us that Lola Marsh means in Chinese romantic poetry.
Oh, so, my gosh. You dodged a bullet.
Yeah,
What was it I read years ago? You know what Coca-Cola translates into in Cantonese?
What?
I believe it's bite the wax tadpole. I'm not making that up. It's something really unseemly. So, you guys, you dodged a huge bullet there. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you play us another song.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's it going to be this time?
The first single from this album.
Yeah, Echoes.
Echoes?
Yeah.
This is the one, the first that you've heard of Lola Marsh on this radio station. This is 88.5 FM with Lola Marsh.
Good morning. Thank you.
5 FM and Lola Marsh in studio for a live session. Gil, I want to do that. I want to play a Gretsch Silver Falcon, play surf guitar on it.
Yeah, actually, that's fun. I think it was my dream, you know, but like for 10 years, and now we're doing it.
It's everybody's dream. It's fantastic. Yeah. So these guys, if you want to see them live, sorry you missed your chance. It was last night.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they're back to their native Tel Aviv, Israel, and then on to Europe for the rest of your tour. But the good news is this, the new album you can go buy, Someday Tomorrow Maybe is the name of it. Your second full LP just came out a week or two ago. Tell me, we were just talking before you guys set up in here about you know, the live music scene in Los Angeles and how it's, you know, such a massive city. And on any given night, there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
Tell me about the music scene in Tel Aviv, Israel. I would just guess that it's pretty eclectic.
Yeah, it's really wide. I mean, you really have everything. You have electronic, folk, pop, hip hop, everything. And Tel Aviv is really, really, really cool. I mean, it's very artistic, and you know, you have everything.
I think it's kind of like LA, but much, much smaller. You know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
you can walk like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
work,
as a tourist, but, yeah, in 2 days you already know the city.
You've seen it all.
Yeah, but actually it's amazing because it's like a, you know, the kibbutz. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's like a kibbutz. You know, everyone
yeah,
knows
like you
everyone.
You know everyone.
Right.
Yeah. After like a
so
shot.
It's nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I always like to ask this question because it opens a lot of doors into your personality and your creative process. Gil, tell me about your first guitar.
Oh, okay. So my first guitar, actually, it was like a, you know, I had this classic guitar of my father, that like a
nylon,
like
string.
A nylon string, yeah,
sure.
Nylon string guitar. It was he bought it like he was the age of 18.
Mm.
So it's, and he now is 72. So
nice.
Do the math, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But actually, the first time that I was a pianist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then in the fifth grade, my big brother, actually, my parents bought him a guitar, Fender Squire. And then he played like Smells Like Teen Spirit,
mm-hmm,
of Nirvana. And I was like, yeah, it's boring. I don't care. And he said, look at me. A good guitarist can play while standing.
What?
And then he stood up and like played Smells Like Teen Spirit, and then I was like, okay, okay, okay. And so that was basically my first guitar. I just took him his Fender Squire, and Yeah, and now I have this grudge. Yeah.
Yael.
Yeah.
Tell me about the first time you played in front of people and you realized that they really were moved by it and they really enjoyed it.
Wow. First time? Really first time? I think it was in kindergarten.
That's amazing. So you've known for quite some time that this is what you wanted to do.
Yes, definitely. From the moment I could speak or sing. I think it was a contest and I won and I sang the most stupid song.
Do you remember it?
Yeah. It called Green Cucumber.
Sing it for us, please. Come
have
on.
A couple of bars.
Let's have it. Yeah,
Melafefon Yarok. Melafefon Yarok. Do you remember this song?
No, like, but keep, yeah, we're having, you know, we're doing a nice arrangement. Come on.
Stump the band. Let's have it.
And I don't remember the lyrics. Melafefon Yarok. Melafefon Yarok. I think I mixed between two songs, no?
it's like you invented it now. I don't know this song.
No, it's a real song. You don't know the Melafefon Yarok?
I'm not sure.
You don't know this
song?
This
is Lola Marsh with a song that I don't think you'll find on the album.
There's a green...
It's an extra track on the expanded edition.
Green Pepino.
All right, can we get one more song out of you guys?
All right.
Melafon Yarok?
It's not. It won't be Melafon Yarok.
Let's do...
You invented it.
We need to do it.
Oh, and actually, I won.
Oh, nice.
I won first place.
And how could you not?
So, yeah.
So what are we going to hear for the third number?
The Darkest Hour.
Darkest Hour, yeah.
Okay, this will be the third track that we're all hearing from Lola Marsh. Yeah. This is 88.5 FM.
All right.
Thank you. Years go by, all the land is dry, and the world is wide, come under the right. All my golden songs, I have found them when I was home. Sold my rhymes like a charms, took with me.
Thank you.
Okay, this is not a song for the
FM.
Morning. It's not it's for the morning. Morning. Right, yeah.
In the noontime.
88.5 FM at Lola Marsh in studio. That song, The Darkest Hour. Lola Marsh, or Chinese romantic poetry in some corners of the world. You know, what's funny is I was reading that you cite different influences like Sufjan Stevens and Fleet Foxes and MGMT, and all those made sense to me. But I saw like Moody Blues on the list. I'm like, really? I hear it in that song. I hear that little Legend of the Mind. You know, in the end of that.
You know, I think Nights in White Satin.
Yes.
It was one of our favorite songs.
You know, because when we met each other at first, it was like really awkward, like different background, like what do you like, what I like. Mm-hmm. And the first song I think that both of us like agreed, okay, it's the best song in the world. Yeah. It's Nights in White Satin by Moody Blues. So.
Yeah,
we have to respect it, you know?
Yeah. It's a cornerstone of the foundation
that's
of the band.
Right, that's right.
For sure.
Well, guys, it's been so great to get to know you here a little bit. Next time you make a trip over here, come back and see us again.
For sure.
And we'll do something fun. Maybe next time we'll bring some listeners out and have them gather around and see a little
and
show.
And we'll do the green cucumber?
Yes. You should start with the green cucumber, end with the green cucumber, and do the green cucumber before intermission.
Every time. Okay, for sure.
And can we do it not in the morning this time?
Yeah. We'll see about that. Lola Marsh, all the best luck with the new album. Someday Tomorrow Maybe is the name of it. It's available now and off on tour. Thanks very much for stopping by 88.5 FM.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.